Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions that you are too afraid to ask. Your face is twitching a lot today.
I was just deciding if I wanted to respond to that or not.
Oh.
And this week's topic is Sean's birthday // aging.
Like, are you specifying the forward slash?
Forward, yeah. It could be backwards. Yeah. You never know.
When is a backwards slash used?
I don't know. I never use slashes. I love a dash.
I do too, but like,
you know, it's,
when is that ever,
you know, it's
used?
Really wild. At my new job, at the beginning of projects, they want all the communication to come from the principals, which makes sense, like the owners.
Okay.
So for the beginning of projects, no matter what, they want like to field all the emails through them. And I have realized that I have such like specific email lingo that even when I'm sending an email that's supposed to be from someone else, mm-hmm. I need to like think of how they speak, because you can tell
that it's from
that
you.
It's from me.
Right. I feel like I have a very particular way that I write in emails as well.
Yeah.
So isn't that interesting? Yeah. So basically you're being a phony and pretending.
I'm being fake and being a phony.
Wow.
And being a fraud.
Wow. So happy for your new job. No, seriously, can you tell me when a backslash is used?
Bitch, I don't fucking know.
People, write into the DMs. When is a backslash used?
What is backslash?
What is it needed for?
I don't know.
I'm confused.
Maybe like when you're building like a heart or something.
Oh, that is true.
Yeah.
Those little, like, sometimes people in their Instagram bios have little like shapes.
Yeah, I think that's probably what it's for.
You're right.
Yeah.
Okay. Glad we got to the bottom of this. Explaining everything as usual.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think my face is also twitching because, like we said before, this is just an extension of last episode. Mm-hmm. I did just get so much Botox. Mm-hmm. So I think it's finally, like, I mean, not finally, it takes like a week, but I think it's really starting to,
the muscles are like,
those muscles.
Yeah. They're trying to cling to any movement they have left.
And the botulism's like, bitch.
It's like,
you
no.
You don't stand a chance.
Yeah. So they're doing it their last few twitches before they completely die.
Thank God. Like I said last week, I'm just going to toss some trigger warnings out. I don't know which ones we're going to tackle, but I assume
you will be triggered.
You will be triggered. If you are triggered about existential dread, that's one of them. I'm going to say that's a trigger warning. Suicidal thoughts, I would say, is another trigger warning. Just aging in general, I would say, is another trigger warning. I think that should cover it.
Should cover it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I feel like we're going to dive into something else that is triggering, I'll probably throw another one out there.
But also as a general...
As a general, if you are somebody who panics about... I would say existential dread.
Yeah.
This episode is... I'm going to trigger you. Because I know that if I was listening...
Or like mental health, depression, suicide.
Yeah.
Triggered.
If I was listening, this would trigger me. So
got
I'm
it.
Just, I'm giving
okay,
you
that's
the
good.
Warning.
I like that.
Yeah.
Also, on the flip side,
espresso, we're drinking martinis.
Espresso martinis are here.
Say the word.
Espresso martinis.
Oh, I think you put an X in it the first time.
No, I'm not an espresso person.
I don't know. Roll the clip.
Espresso.
Roll the tape.
Espresso martinis.
Yeah. And they're delicious.
They're so good. Sean just whipped these up for us.
I'm good at making fast cockies.
You are.
Yeah.
Like, your fast cock game is out of this world.
I made simple syrup for it. That was like under 5 minutes.
That's unbelievable.
I know.
And honestly,
why does nobody want to marry me?
I was just going to say,
yeah.
I'm actually, like, jokes aside, I feel like you have so much going for you that if I was a gay man, I would be like, check, check, check.
Thank you.
Like,
I agree.
I was going to say normal. That's questionable. But you're like grounded in the sense that you have your life together. I feel like you know what you want out of life. Mm-hmm. I think that's a very attractive thing. Like, I feel like if I went on a first date with you and asked you a few questions, I would get a very clear understanding of what direction you're heading in and
totally.
Where you want to be, which just knowing that is attractive. Like, you knowing where that direction is attractive.
And that doesn't even account for the fact that I'm just so physically attractive.
Well, yeah, okay. You're so sexy and hot. Your face hardly moves, which is really amazing.
Check, check, check.
Gorgeous. And then if, you know, we came back for a little nightcap and you whipped up a restaurant grade espresso martini.
I'm telling you.
Sealing
people
the deal.
Are missing out. I know.
People
I
just
see
don't
a lot
want fast
worse
cocks
people
these
being
days.
In exactly. A speedy cock. Nobody wants it. I see a lot worse people than me in happy relationships. And I say,
You know why? Because they have the delusion and the audacity.
That's true.
They just push through.
See, we'll get to the positives about aging.
Okay.
I feel like some of the things you just touched on are some positives that we'll get to. But I'm going to jump right into it.
Okay, love it.
Unless you have housekeeping.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's do it.
Okay, so Brianne asked, because I have a bit, a constant bit, that I hate aging. And
that's going to be such a shock for everyone who listens to this podcast.
I know, right?
They're like, what?
What do you mean? You love aging.
You love to age and you love talking about how youthful Brie looks.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God.
No, everybody knows that I have the bit, but everybody should also know that the best bits come from trauma.
That's true. The funniest people have the most trauma. I stand by that.
And so Brie asked the other episode, like two episodes ago, I get that this is a bit, but what is behind it? So this is the explanation behind it.
Yeah, like just before you get into it, a little bit of clarity.
Okay.
So
sorry, let me just get my fast cocky.
Yeah. I think because we're just organizing our cocks and then we'll be right back.
We're just sword fighting over here.
I underestimated how hard it is to hold a mic and a beautiful coupe glass all at the same time.
Put them just in like a regular drinking glass. <Yeah. laughs>
Like one of those ones you get from like go to an all-inclusive resort and you like steal it, or you go to like a Britney Spears concert and it's extra $5 for like the bejeweled cup.
Literally. Have you seen that video that was it was a TikTok video and it was like, my friend said that she is making espresso martinis for the pregame, and it was that sound that's like, ooh, and it's like, ah.
No, I haven't
and it
seen
was
that.
Like, my friend said she's making espresso martinis, and it's like, ooh, and then it shows them and they're in water bottles. No. And it goes, ah.
We should try and find them and post on Instagram, which is a good segue for me to say, wherever you're listening, make sure to follow, subscribe on the platform you're listening on.
Yes.
And then also go follow us on social media, TikTok and Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast, personally at Sean. Lusk and at Brian Williamson. If you want to see our cocks on TikTok in video,
you want to see us cock out.
If you want to see our fast cocks on on Patreon,
fast cocks,
they're tasty too.
Yeah,
you can go experience the full ordeal by clicking the link in our bio and becoming a patron. It's what makes us be able to do this podcast. So I appreciate our patrons so much.
That's how I pay for this podcast.
It's keeping us fucking going over here, seriously. Exactly. Okay, so a couple episodes ago, I think as friends, you know what people joke about.
Yeah.
But sometimes you don't like necessarily dig.
For sure.
Because like it's weird to do in regular social settings.
Yeah.
There's things I joke about all the time, and if someone all of a sudden out of nowhere to me was like, wait, does that actually come from
let's
somewhere?
Deep dive into that.
I'd be like, No. I'd like to keep I'd like to keep this protective wall of humor up.
Literally.
Because obviously there's a reason. Exactly. So I feel like I hope you don't feel super pressured to talk about this.
No. But I do think it's interesting as well.
It's interesting. And I also think, which I said a couple episodes ago, the reason I wanted to ask about it
is because we have a podcast that all we do is talk.
A. And B, that you are a gay man.
Yeah.
And I am a lesbian woman. And I think that
the vision of aging is very different.
Is very different between those two communities. And the reason really we started this podcast with the intention of us being from different parts of the LGBTQ plus community is that we're going to have different experiences within that community. And a lot of those experiences or perspectives may have to do with stereotypes, or they may have to do with the cultures within those niche groups. And I am always fascinated by when ones don't line up so aggressively.
Right. I will say, I think that you are much more hopeful on this, that this has something to do with like queerness, but it doesn't.
Really?
And I think the visual part of aging is the smallest part of it.
Oh, okay. So I'm so interested. This is one of those exciting moments genuinely for me that I'm like, the coolest thing about this podcast
is trauma that, dumping.
Is that, sorry, I just literally screamed into all the listeners' ears. I'm so sorry to y'all out there. I'm halfway through my cough. Yeah, I'm starting to yell. I'm so sorry.
I'm mid-shaft.
No, it's, I've known you for years.
Yeah.
And it's, I guess, the curious person, the person who loves people and loves what makes people tick, both good and bad within me, that finds it fascinating that you can know someone for so long and have no idea about a certain facet of them.
Here we go.
And here we go. Let's go.
Here we go. So with aging in general, I have very bad depression and anxiety.
Yes.
And the thing that causes me some of the most anxiety is the thought of death and dying and never experiencing anything ever again. And many of my therapists have told me, but you won't know that you're not experiencing anything ever again. And I say, I fucking know that, bitch.
Yeah, that's like, easy. That's exactly what you say to your therapist. You say, listen, bitch.
Would you shut the fuck up?
And then you say, here's your $300.
Exactly. And so through my life, there have been so all of my grandparents are dead. Mm-hmm. All of them are dead, which, like, they're old. They obviously died. That's how it works.
Okay.
Not a single one of my grandparents died in, like, a way that would bring me any peace.
Okay.
All of my grandparents have died in, like, a traumatic way. Most of them, something of, like, a diminishing brain, like not knowing who we were, like things like that.
So your examples of death.
So my examples of death, like, you know, when you hear people that are like, oh yeah, he passed peacefully in the night. None of that was happening.
Got it.
Both parents on my dad's side, my dad's dad died of cancer slowly in the hospital. My dad's mom had bleeding on the brain, which reflected very closely to
dementia.
Forgot who we were. Didn't know who, like, anybody was. I once drove her to my parents' house for, I picked her up from her old folks home and drove her to my parents' house for Thanksgiving, and she said, oh my god, do you know Graham? And I said, period, he's my dad. And then my mom's mom, pretty similar, like very prolonged, like fading of person, this whole thing. The only person that has passed quickly is my mom's dad. And he had, I think, a heart attack or a stroke and fell in his own home, hit the counter, hit the ground, was like literally bleeding to death. God. And my grandma was too weak to flip him over and like watched him die her home. And then Lauren's coming for this trauma.
Oh God. The roommate has arrived just in time. Should we pause? Okay, pause.
Back we go after Lauren rudely interrupted my traumatizing conversation. Anyways, so just my relationship with people passing has not been good because those are like my main examples.
Yeah.
So I always have just had this like massive fear towards death.
Yes.
It's not like, oh my God, they just peacefully passed, all of this. Mm-hmm. So that has been terrifying. And then all of these things have accumulated to the curse that we talk about, that I was convinced that I was going to die before I was 30.
Right.
Which we always joke about.
Which, but if you're listening to this podcast, Sean's still alive.
3 days, motherfucker.
Well, because I'm not putting this out if you die.
Well, no, you should. Drama. Clicks.
Okay. Well, if you're listening, I'm just saying, for me, if you're listening to this podcast, I don't know how to work the system to upload this podcast.
That's true.
So if it's out there, Sean did it, which means he's still alive.
I uploaded before my 30th birthday.
You said it as a draft before.
Yeah. So I just have.
I'm gonna actually need you to leave me some notes if you
can do
kick
that.
It. That you can,
I'll put in my will.
Yeah. Just like an explanation of how the fuck to run a podcast.
For sure, Brianne, I left you nothing but these notes.
Yeah. Okay.
So I have always felt, as a young child, that I didn't think that I was gonna live past 30, which we joke about all the time, and I thought it was just like a curse and all these things.
Yeah.
But then through the therapy that I went through during COVID, I also realized that a good chunk of it was that I was also convinced that I was going to kill myself before I was 30.
Right. So it's right. I'm fun, trying to right? be, I'm trying to be sensitive yeah, because obviously sort of
unalive myself. Yeah. I can bleep that.
No, don't bleep that. We gave a trigger warning. Okay, that's fair. You can say that. This yeah. isn't like on a public platform. If we, there were clear trigger warnings.
Okay. Yeah.
And at the end of the day, like the only reason people say unalive themselves is because
they're going to get banned on TikTok.
Yeah. And yeah. we're not posting this on TikTok.
We're not posting this.
Us with like let loose in the background yeah. of this. Let loose. I find that like obviously like heartbreaking, but also that gives some like context to it. Because to me, when you started telling me you thought you were going to die before 30, I was yeah. like, do you think like an anvil is just going to fall on your head? Like,
well, some of me still believes that that is part of the curse, okay. but I really, through many, many therapy sessions, I realized that like the call was coming from inside the house.
Right. Yeah.
Which is like a pretty alarming thing to realize. Mm-hmm. So I just have like very, very like, fucked up reasons or thoughts yeah. behind aging and my relation to it. So
right
yeah
because in a way, and again, you don't have to answer anything yeah. that I ask you if yeah. you don't feel comfortable. You know that already. Just fucking punch me right in the face.
I will.
In a way, like, are you scared of aging because you never had to fully process getting there?
Yes. That is right. 1,000% it. I was like so scared of the things that come with aging
yeah
that I think I convinced myself in my mind that I wouldn't have to reach those.
You wouldn't have to get there anyways.
I wouldn't get to the destination, so I wouldn't really have to worry about those things.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
Which is pretty fucked up to think about, because when I was talking to my therapist, I was like, I was having these feelings since I was like, literally in elementary school.
That's so...
Like, I remember people, yeah. like, my example was, we had to make one of those boards about like how your future is going to turn out.
Yeah.
And I literally remember being like, oh, I don't need this.
Whoa, like I was in like, elementary not, school.
Yeah, in elementary school. So I'm like, it's there's a lot of layers to it.
Yeah.
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But I will say, to give a positive note about it, that I feel like I'm in like such a good place.
Yeah.
And I'm actually excited to like turn 30 and let
yes.
my, like, it's such a weird milestone that I'm like, I'm actually okay like being 30 and yeah. getting to that point. I feel very content in my person for once in my life. Like, I feel like I'm at a place that I am very happy with who I am, the decisions that I make, the people that I have let into my life, the people I have cut from my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm excited for once.
In a way too, for you, undeniably, I feel like it's going to be therapeutic.
Oh, it's like liberating.
Yeah, because you've had this... I mean, everyone on this podcast knows we joke all the time.
Yeah.
But again, like we said at the beginning of this, like humor comes from a certain place.
For sure.
And if it's not this topic with Sean, it's another topic with me. Like yeah. this goes both ways. But like you've had this thing, this
number, this literal number
your whole life.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you just get to kind of like be free from that.
Totally. Yeah. No, I think it's liberating. And it took so long to get there.
Yeah.
And it's such a weird, like, how do you describe that to somebody? Like when somebody's like, what did you talk about in therapy today? I'm like, there's so many things that I have talked yeah. about, but I'm like, this one thing, I'm like, how do I even begin yeah. to explain the amount of layers that we're going through?
But I think it also, it makes you make more sense when it comes to your... maybe fear is the wrong word, but like fear of aging in the yeah. sense that, to make it just like simple, when you think about how for the majority of people, you're consistently processing aging, you know, you're consistently told like, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Yeah.
Like you're listening to your parents talk about their retirement plans or, you know, and you think, oh, when I'm 50 one day, I'd like to be owning a property, or I'd like to, you know, when I'm 70, I hope I get to retire and half the year get to go to somewhere hot, or, you know, you think about these things
yeah.
and they seem simple, but as part of your psyche, you're constantly processing your future and you're processing that you'll get there someday.
It's like the one universal experience.
Exactly. Yeah. So the fact that you had shut yourself off from that for a very significant amount of your developmental life,
yeah,
it would naturally feel very jarring to all of the sudden have be like, I have to process that because that wall's coming down. Like, I am going to move past that age.
Totally. And also, I think, like, considering the fact that I felt this way since I was probably like preteen.
Yeah.
And now the day is knocking on like the fucking door.
Mm-hmm.
I am more at peace with it than I thought I would be, which is like a very good feeling.
Totally.
And like when I hear people talk about life and aging, it's such a cliche thing of people being like, you just really have to, you know, focus on the moments that are happening now. And mm-hmm. I, as a young person, for the most part, was like, that's not going to help me. And now it kind of is helping me,
yeah,
you know?
Totally.
Yeah. And I think that comes with age. Like that's the ironic part,
mm-hmm.
is that like this fear of aging
mm-hmm.
was diluted by age and yeah. by experience
yeah.
and by like getting a different perspective on the world. So yeah.
And it's so true because I feel like more so than ever in my 30s, I since we're not doing jokes this podcast, I'm 31.
Yeah.
We are doing jokes, but
well,
yeah, I'm 31 and I've never felt more grounded in my current age.
Yeah.
I feel like not in the same way that you did, but for a predominant amount of my life, I was always thinking about either ages past or ages to come.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're younger, in kind of a fun way, you're thinking, oh, when I turn 18, I can walk into, because again, I'm old, the porn section of the local video store.
Right.
Which that I never did, but just
aged
the,
you
just
the, right
yeah,
there.
Literally. The fact that there was those still standing, yeah. the rental fucking stores. Not that I even ever did, but just, the, you know, there's like the fun things that come with age when you're young. Like,
yeah.
oh, when I turn 16, I can learn to drive. And when I'm 19 in Canada, I can drink legally. I can go out to the bar and order a drink, whatever. And you're always thinking about kind of that next. And then you pass a certain point, which for me was 21, because 21 was kind of the last be allowed to do things age.
Right.
Which 21, it was in the States. If I went and visited friends in the States or if I went to travel the States, I could drink down there.
Yeah.
And once I passed that, then it was the looking back.
Yeah.
The starting to think of, okay, well, if I'm moving into my mid-20s, I've got to have this figured out. And if I want to have this done. And, you know, you realize at a certain age that you've spent the majority of your life either looking forward and wishing time would pass quicker.
Yeah.
Or looking back and wishing it would slow down. So a lot of times when people are like, I don't get it. Why do people say that their 30s are the best? To me, it's just exactly what you said.
It's like the sweet spot.
It's that groundedness of yeah. I'm just here. And in a way, I don't know that there's something that society has put on 30s.
Yeah.
In the same way they do about 21 or 25
totally.
Or leaving your 20s. So once you're already there, you're kind of like, okay, I'm just here. And it kind of, it feels nice.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, okay, this is where I am.
Yeah.
And it feels good.
I think what I didn't anticipate was with age, just like the peace I feel in like little things,
yeah.
which I like never expected. And I remember when we talked about mental health originally, I was saying that like my big thing with like having suicidal thoughts and all this was that like I was convinced that like if this was the ride, I just didn't know if like I wanted to go till the end of it.
Yeah.
And now genuinely, like at this point in my life, like I'm happy to be on the ride. Like I feel like I'm like enjoying the ride, which is like a huge thing for me.
That's
so yeah.
So big.
As I'm like trying not to cry.
No. Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So that was
that
big.
Makes me so happy. Love you.
Love you.
That's huge, just gonna, that's
that
so
huge.
Big.
Yeah.
Like to feel that way and then just like have that moment where you're like, no, like I this is awesome.
Yeah. So
love you.
Love you.
Oh my god.
Anyways,
like save myself laughter is coming in because
no, for sure. Yeah.
But like you saying that, like I am so proud of you.
Thank you.
And you should be so proud of yourself.
No, I am. And I feel like, once again, this is like the understanding that came with age, which is like yeah. so fucking ironic through the whole thing.
Yeah.
Is that like, I'm only here because like this all of this, like the mm-hmm. fact that I like had such like a peaceful last year as
yeah.
well with like all the chaos in my yeah. life that was like, this last year was fucking wild for mm-hmm. me. And through all of it, I was like, I'm just kind of vibing. Like yeah. this is like so chaotic, but I'm like, I'm enjoying the ride.
Like I'm on it and it's going to be okay. And you know what? I think it's important to state that there was a time in your life that you might have thought that you wouldn't ever feel this way.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
And for people listening, like, you are being so vulnerable right now and sharing that. But like, that is going to really help someone out there to hear that.
I hope so.
Yeah. It will, definitely. Because seriously, I think in a way, so many of us can relate to that.
Yeah.
And just knowing that you're sitting here, you're about to turn 30, like, as your friend, I am so wildly proud to be your friend. I think you're just a fantastic person. I think you've got so much going for you. That goes without saying. And it's just really cool to kind of like hear you say that and see you come into that vibe.
Yeah. It's just like weird because it's something you have no choice
no.
over. And like, I finally feel like one of my worst fears is mm-hmm. literally like right in front of me. And yeah. I feel more equipped to deal with it than I ever have.
Yeah.
So that's like a huge, I feel like every like little time that I've gone to therapy or like, you mm-hmm. know, talk through things, like it was like leading up to this moment for
yeah.
me. And I am at peace with it.
And you're about to move through it.
Yeah. And I'm about to move through it like happily, which is
really
huge.
Cool.
Yeah.
And also the awareness that you will move through it. And if you've spent your whole life being fearful of that and you still did it.
Yeah.
Like, what else can't you do?
Exactly.
Because that, like,
I'm unhinged
now. You fucking did it. Fucking chaos.
I'm going to the moon now, bitch.
You're not going
to
space.
I'm like, no, space is. Okay, my fear of death has just been replaced by space. Maybe until I'm 40, though. Like, the moon could be 40.
You could just, like, you'd skyrocket.
Every 10 years, I take on my next biggest fear.
No, 50 you are
sharks.
Not doing that to yourself. We're not adding fears on.
50 is hand-to-hand combat with a great white.
We're moving into fearless forever era.
Yeah, true.
I just think that's so beautiful. And also, I think that you are unbelievably strong.
Thank you. That is sweet.
Like, so many people are dealt different hands, yeah. right? When it comes to mental health, when it comes to life, everything. And you are one of those people who I think have struggled in a way that I will never understand, but in a way that I've always just been so proud at how brave you are at continuing and also showing up for other people with right. what you have left.
Hey Gabers, this episode is brought to you by Book of the Month. If you're a longtime Gaber, you know that I am far from a consistent reader, but Book of the Month just might change that. Book of the Month makes the process that I find daunting, finding a new book, fun and special, with new releases at the beginning of every month. I often find deciding on a title overwhelming, but Book of the Month's team curates a list full of exciting options, often from new and upcoming authors. This month, I chose The Return of Ellie Black by Amiko Jean, which I'm really excited to dig into. I love a mystery thriller, and I love a twist. I was debating between this title and Middle Tide by Sarah Crouch. And honestly, it was the first time in years that I was having a battle of the books. So this month, get your first book for $5 with the code PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com. That's PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com.
Yeah, I think, like, I don't know, when I talk to my parents and things, I realize that for the longest time, people didn't talk about things like this. Like,
no.
People didn't talk about their fucking greatest fears and all that.
No.
Because you're kind of told from a young age that it's, like, embarrassing.
Yeah.
Or it's taboo. But so many things like this, like, everybody is experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think not talking about it is really just diminishing that. And that, like, honestly, like, it just totally led to me feeling so alone for so long because I didn't feel like other people were, you know, facing the same things as me.
Yeah.
So hopefully other 100%. People feel positively that, you know, they're not alone and that we'll all hit 30 together.
I think honestly, that is such like a cool way to turn around something that was like your biggest fear into like a really cool, awesome goal that for anyone out there listening, you know, you've been very vulnerable today in saying that this was like something that you never thought would happen.
Yeah.
Genuinely in your soul, jokes aside, you like did not think it would happen. Sure. And here you are.
I also feel like I'm like not really like fully explaining the point.
I think you are. I think you've explained it beautifully.
My brain is just like soup right now, but
no, I honestly think you explained it beautifully. And like, I think a lot of people are really gonna sadly relate, but also it's very powerful. Anything that like has helped me get through life is usually from seeing another person be able to, honestly, like you have to do it in your own journey and for yourself, but whether it's about coming out or with mental health, anything that you can kind of grasp onto when it comes to seeing yourself or reflection of yourself in another person is so powerful.
Yeah.
So like, I applaud you for sharing because I know that was
so fun.
Tough. Should we talk about your birthday?
Probably.
Okay, let's do
did
it.
Did you expect any of this? You're fascinated.
I did not expect any of this, but I'm very happy that we got the chance to talk about this because I genuinely think that you... this is going to sound weird, but I think people know you in the same way that I think a lot of people know me as like a funny, like... outgoing person. People know your personality on this podcast.
Right.
I always think that there's something very endearing about getting to scratch below the surface.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people that listen to this podcast might get a completely different perspective of you in a really cool, wonderful way that might help them in a way that's very powerful.
Well, that would be great.
So, and I think it was beautifully said and explained and very vulnerably done. So I'm proud of you.
Thank you. And now that it is my 30th birthday.
It's fucking rock.
I do think the theme of wearing all black is still funny though. Like things like that. That's like, that's how my brain works.
But that's a thing. I hate with that. I want to acknowledge that. I hate when you share something vulnerable. I'm speaking for myself. And then people are like, oh, so can we not joke about that anymore? It's like, no, that's not my deal.
We're still going to dress against my funeral.
Yeah, I want to clarify for anyone who sees this on Instagram, Sean has asked for a funeral-themed thing. But I do think in a weird way that's also freeing because when you just like confront it head on, it's hilarious.
Absolutely.
And it makes dark things lighter sometimes.
But I think you have to make light of it.
Absolutely.
Like if I was like, we're just gonna, the theme is pink and fun, and I'm like, no, this is a beast that I've been dealing with for fucking like 20 years.
And we're gonna fucking drive through it head on.
I'm obviously gonna make a gag of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's
also the fact that I
funny.
Feel like I'm in a place that I can make a joke about it. And that is freeing to me.
Totally.
Is a good sign for me.
A great sign.
Yeah.
I'm very excited. We're going to go for, it was just Sean's birthday, so we can talk about it.
Yeah.
It's actually coming out after your birthday, so we don't have to worry about giving like...
Once again, could be posthumous.
Sean, watch yourself at the joke. Okay, you can...
Unless the curse is actually real.
No. Then
imagine the gag about I get hit by a bus after all this.
Do not joke about that. So we're going out for dinner. We're going to be safe.
And
we're gonna go for
vegan dinner.
Well, it's not a vegan restaurant. I know because I checked because my girlfriend's
it's not,
going.
But they're the most of their food
amazing
is
vegan options.
And they said the only thing that's not vegan is the XYZ. And I said, don't even fuck it. They're like, we can bring
don't
it on
even
the side.
Bring
and
it
I was
to
like,
the table.
Take it from other patrons.
Absolutely.
Nobody in the restaurant.
No one in the restaurant gets a whiff of meat.
Absolutely not.
Or animal byproduct.
No. And then we're going for Cox.
Yeah.
We're continuing the cock journey.
We're going to go for some fancy cocks. Some of the best cocks the city has to offer.
that's how I'm hoping the night ends.
And that's on Davie Street, which is Vancouver's neighborhood. And then we're
cock central.
And then we're going to go to the third location for a different type of cocks.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is going to be extra fun.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know for sure if we're going to a third location, but I've told Sean that we've decided we are.
We will. My other thought was like, what if we go to like the casino?
No.
Oh.
You know why?
Why?
Because the downtown casino location sucks for vibes.
Oh. It's I've never like been there. I'm not a casino person.
No, it's not fun. It's too bright. It's like...
Oh, it's no, like, I need dim lighting.
It's not the vibe. We either need to go to a gay bar or a strip club. That's the two options.
I can't go to a strip club. I'm going to walk home again.
For people that have been listening for a while, you know the lore of Sean's time at his strip club. Walked approximately 20 kilometers home.
Maybe more. I think it was like, 25,000 steps.
Keep in mind that amount of steps started at like 2 a.m.
No, the sun came up. It was like 5 to 7 a.m. I think. I left the strip club at 3.
Yeah.
Went to an after hours until 4:30-ish and then said, I'm gonna walk home.
Now's the time to get to step in.
Exactly. Get and that, I did. I sure did. Get so that I can't step by 30th.
Okay, yeah, we wouldn't want that for you. No, no. We need one of those, you know, when you see kids walking across the street and they've all got little belts around their waist, like yeah, little like leashes.
Like a Disneyland leash.
Yeah. Oh, we'll get one for you so we make sure you don't walk home.
Probably important, honestly. Yeah. So yeah, no strip club. I want to see dicks, if anything. And like, there's no dick strip clubs.
It is kind of interesting to me that there's no dick strip like strippers around here.
Peace and blessings to you, but I don't want to see titties on my birthday.
But you know what the thing is? It's because women don't need to pay to see dicks.
No, it's because dicks are flashed upon them at any slight breath.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, it just wouldn't survive. They'd open like Dicks R Us and it'd be closed in 2 weeks.
Awful. No, I do think it's really funny. Every time I think about the strip club, I just think of me being so fucked up and her saying, you can touch anywhere but my pussy.
Anywhere but the puss.
And my response being, I would never. Is this happening? Okay, what the fuck?
We just had a little... Oops. Hold on.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Did you take a photo of me?
Sorry. The drama of it all. This episode said, there's been enough.
Yeah.
There's been enough.
Yeah.
So we're going to go to a gay bar.
Yeah.
Not the strip club.
Are you going to tell... As established. Sorry. You missed in our tech difficulty. There was 30 seconds that cut out of Brie telling the lore of...
You at the strip club?
No. That already happened.
The gay bar guy.
The gay that we have two friends.
Yeah.
That have been, I'm gonna say, trying. They've been trying to set me up with somebody.
That's but it an is aggressive quite word
possibly
for
you, yeah. The worst connection the that has ever existed.
Connection of all time. Okay. Yeah. So two of our friends went to a wedding.
Yeah.
They met this guy at the wedding that we'll just say was working at the wedding.
Yeah.
Okay. Should we say more particularly?
No.
Okay. Was working at the wedding. And they said to this guy, like, hey, you are exactly like, wait, no, they didn't even do that. See, you need Brie on the case. They didn't even say anything about you, did they?
No, they didn't.
Fuck. They just said, are you... Basically, they established that they're both gay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And single. That was it.
Gay and single. Okay.
Which is, like, so easy to determine.
Yeah. So then they came back to us and they said, okay, we went to this wedding. There's this super hot guy who's single. He looks like your type. He seems like... normal. And I know we say normal a lot, but I think people who are dating know what we mean by normal.
It's giving normie.
It's giving like just like have a trajectory in life, any trajectory whatsoever.
Yeah.
And
they're trajecting.
Yeah, they're trajecting. Exactly. And they were like, I don't know, we just got the idea that you would really hit it off with this guy. And Sean said, okay, well, cool. Like,
I will say also, it was one of the rare opportunities that somebody says, I found a perfect match for you.
Yeah.
And you look at them and they're actually somebody that you find attractive.
Right. Because a lot of times when people are setting you up, you're like, I'm like, offended now.
Yeah. My friend's gay. And you're like, they're also a gargoyle.
Exactly.
You know, this one... Hot.
No, hot. You were like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
They showed the photos. You were like, yes.
Which is almost rude.
Yeah, because they're just teasing you.
They elicited excitement.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they're like, established that you were into it, and they're like, okay, we're gonna set this up.
Yeah.
let me tell you, they have done what I would say is the opposite of setting up.
They've done what the kids call fumble the bag.
They've absolutely fumbled the bag.
Yeah.
They have proceeded with no gusto whatsoever.
Not an ounce.
And their explanation is just, well, one day we're going to go to the bar where this guy also works, and he's going to happen to be there, and we're going to just naturally say hello, and then we're going to happen to be with Sean, and we're going to naturally introduce. Which, in like, okay, sure, in your mind makes sense, but it's 2023. Let's pick up the pace. Let's put a little
connection basically out there. They're matchmaking was me on my own accord,
yes,
running into the, having a meet cute with this man, like at a grocery store, basically.
Literally. They're like, yeah, we just want you to be aware.
Just so you know, this man does exist in Vancouver and you could run into him.
Yeah. And you are now, do with that as you please.
Exactly.
He's out there. Yeah. Go find him.
Yeah. That's so, actually probably more than they did.
Yeah. I actually think they didn't even really give you that push. No. So yeah, they've done a terrible job. Do not hire them as matchmakers.
Awful.
Absolutely awful. They were on the right track with who they were matching up with.
I would
it
say
ended there.
The worst part is they really nailed.
I know, it, which is kind of sad because you want someone to be bad at matchmaking when they're showing you an uggo.
A gargoyle.
But like, it was actually one that I think would have been a really cute matchup.
Yeah.
But where I started saying this is I said to Sean, no, we're not going to go to the strip club. We're not going to, you know, get you getting your steps up. We're going to go to the gay bar. And the, one of the gay bars that we sometimes go to, this guy works. So maybe he will be present.
Maybe worked. It was like fucking 12 years ago.
Okay, no, because actually, I honestly feel this universe is giving me signs, because I saw a post the other day from this gay bar and they tagged this guy.
Oh my God.
Wow. And I was like, he's still there.
Mm.
But unfortunately, it's the gay bar that we maybe want to go to less than the other gay bar.
We can do a pit stop.
We can do a little, yeah, a little crawl.
Absolutely.
We've already got two stops. We might have a few more on.
Vodka Red Bull for the next stop. The other one's farther from our cocky destination.
See,
so
and I
we
kinda,
could need to quench the...
Quench the cock, yeah, thirst.
And I, hopefully I'll be doing it in different
more
ways.
More ways than one. I also think it's a great time to see if our friends will put their money where their mouth is and see if they will actually do an introduction or
because
if they've been bluffing this whole time.
They've had such little interaction,
yeah,
that I don't even think they've established the connection between them.
Exactly. But they're all talk, right? They're saying the reason we haven't connected you is because we haven't just happened to be in a space with this guy.
No.
So I want to see.
Nobody happens to be anywhere.
That's what I'm saying. I want to see I'm going to say to them, I'm going to walk in there and I'm going to say, Kate, well, this is what you've been promising for 15 years.
Less talk,
years.
More cock, bitch.
That's exactly what I'm going to
say. Exactly.
And then we'll see how it plays out.
Yeah.
And we will report back.
I am curious.
I am curious too.
Do you want to briefly touch on the difference of aging between,
yes,
our communities?
Yeah.
Isn't it funny though? All of this episode has nothing to do with the fact that I don't want to visually look old. I think,
true,
that's just a me thing. I think it's just like a cute little
me thing.
I think
that's also like a cuter, funny way to joke about it. Like it runs deeper, but like it's easier to just joke about the like outside.
Yeah, it runs deep, but shockingly, this has nothing to do with it.
No, no,
like,
it doesn't.
I genuinely don't attribute my looks. Visual looks to aging.
You just
want to
look snatched.
I'm vain.
Yeah, you just want to look snatched.
Yeah.
Okay, that's,
yeah,
fair. I love
Which
that.
Which I think is because I'm gay.
I do think that they're, okay, predominantly, because obviously there's exceptions to the rule, but I'm going to give you an example.
Okay.
Recently on TikTok, there was someone, I'm not sure if they're lesbian, bisexual, whatever identifying, but they were identifying as a queer butch woman. And they made a TikTok about how they dreaded becoming an older butch woman.
Okay.
Okay. And it was done in not like a vulnerable way. It was like a,
ew. It wasn't like a 40-minute podcast kind of a.
No, it was like a, ew, old women suck kind of way.
Bold.
And it was like too, like a cheesy song. Like it wasn't like a spoken. It was like a, like,
let
it was
loose.
One of those. It was one of those when you, it was like when you're like a hot young mask and you realize that one day you're going to be like an over 50 butch kind of vibe.
Oh.
TikTok, like a very like gross take.
Didn't pass, yeah, the vibe check.
No. Immediately, all of lesbian TikTok is literally out with their pitchforks.
On the case.
On the case.
Yeah.
The comment section is like horrified at this person. Like, you should be mortified.
Yeah.
Take this down. People are stitching these videos, making separate videos about how much they love old butches, love old lesbians, are like, those, like, those are the hottest.
Sorry,
those
are the, freaked out. It was just that I hadn't talked. Yeah.
It was just that I'm taking up all the air. Yeah.
I was saying you.
Where's me on the little sound clips? And
did you feel vindicated that they were sticking up for you? Yeah. As an old butch.
No, but like, that's the thing, is that I think the very small minority,
yeah,
it in the lesbian, especially the lesbian community, I would say, maybe because they are very much so not centering men in their lives.
Yes.
And like, in that, in turn, you start questioning everything kind of society and misogyny and everything has ingrained within you, is very much like pro hot older lady, is very much like age looks good on you. You know, there's so many like older women, butches or femmes, that have absolutely blown up on TikTok because like they're queer, like business women, or they're like carpenters or whatever. And there's this understanding in the queer woman community, lesbian especially, that that is something to kind of like strive for and be excited for and also think is really attractive.
Right.
And I think if you talk to a lot of lesbians, they actually talk about their potential future being an older dyke.
Very positive.
It's like, yeah, it's like, yeah, an exciting space to be like, oh my God, I can't wait to be with my life partner and fucking like build a cabin in the woods, or like be like a power boss lesbian couple. And it's always, not always, I shouldn't use the word always, but often seen as like something to look forward to.
It is wild because just that TikTok alone,
yeah,
if you split what demographic it was going,
yes,
to, if a gay man,
yeah,
made a video saying, I love being a hot twink, but how gross that I'm going to be an old twink eventually.
Yeah.
All of the comments would be like, same, period, yes.
Like, isn't queen. That crazy? Like, just even that difference of like what the comment section, yeah, would look like.
Wild.
And I do think that in general, you know, when I do wind up on like gay male TikTok, a, yeah, lot of it is like centered around like the people that are really popular. And again, there's exceptions to the rule, are people that are very like young looking. They have a very particular body type. And it is a weird thing that I'm potentially aware that once they age, they will no longer have said fame, mm-hmm, meaning like, I think if you are someone who is a lesbian persona on the internet, people follow you for you. So it's like,
yeah,
you,
that as, doesn't happen in gay culture.
Yeah. Like as you age, they will still want to see what's happening in your life. They'll still want to watch what's going on.
Yeah.
Whereas it feels like kind of like a ticking clock for like the gay male culture.
Yeah. It's like my visual gripe with aging,
yeah,
has nothing to do with actually aging.
Yeah.
But it does have to do with the vanity I, yeah, have from being gay.
Yeah. And I think like also we are sponges of the communities we're around. And unfortunately, as a gay man, I can imagine there would be a weird amount of pressure of like continuing to look young because that's what's perceived as attractive.
For sure.
Whereas like if me and my group of friends, if I was like if I wasn't dating Julia, if I was like, oh my God, I'm looking for a, you know, X age woman, and you know she's much
hot
older
Russian
than me,
MILF,
and she's
my area.
Hell yeah. My friends would be like, "Oh my God, yeah, so hot."
We have so many for you.
Whereas if I said to like one of my friends, "Okay, like I'm 31 and I'm single, so now I'm gonna go look for like a 22 year old," they'd be like, "Gross,
super gross."
You know,
yeah.
I think it's like the opposite.
Yeah,
it's so interesting to me.
It is odd,
but age dynamics in general in queer communities have always been fascinating to me. I think because especially historically there were less people that were out or willing to date, that like age gaps were definitely way more common than in heterosexual relationships.
Yeah.
And also the ages in which people settle down in that, like, historically, traditionally, people, you know, would graduate, they'd be 19, 20, 21, put a ring on it, have some kids, and, you know, call the rest is history.
Yeah.
Whereas with queer people, that wasn't the case for obvious reasons, whether it was like marriage equality or just not being able to be out. So you kind of lost that need to find someone your age when you both turn 20, get married, have kids, move on in life. So then age becomes less of a priority.
Yeah.
And then you see these age gap relationships, which is very common for lesbians. And I think more so maybe also because people aren't perceiving ages as big of a deal.
Fair.
Right. Whereas like, I'm always trying to tell all my gay guy friends, I'm like, y'all need to be dating up in age. Find the hot older men.
I also think it's so gross that young gay men mm-hmm. have such adverse ageism.
Yeah.
Just generally, it's obviously an issue. But it's like, do you not understand? And I asked that question, but I'm also going to answer it. They don't understand mm-hmm. that the two generations above them literally was like fighting for their rights, mm-hmm. like making AIDS it pandemic. Through the AIDS pandemic. It's like, not only are you being ageist and disgusting, like the layers to it.
Oh yeah.
The
lack of respect for
like
communities.
The fact that you think that an older gay man at a club is embarrassing, but you're not even thinking about the fact that there's, like, we've talked about like delayed adolescence, all of these things. Like, it's just such a,
or the reason that fucking club can be there is
in the first
of that
place
generation.
Exactly. It's like, it's just so gross. And it's very upsetting to see.
It is. I think in general, we'll leave y'all on this note to
fuck some old people.
Fuck old people, first of all. And just in general, respect our queer elders, because in so many ways, they're the reason that we are here, that our communities can thrive. And also, I think we need to acknowledge that they are the people that are going to be able to teach us and who we can look to on how to navigate, unfortunately, what's happening in the world.
Totally.
Because for a while, it seemed to be getting a lot better. And now it seems to be flying back in time in
literally
a lot of ways.
If only we had like a large base of knowledge to assist us through things like them trying to ban drag shows.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like if only there was like a big portion of humanity that we could turn to to see
queer
how
history
these
is
things
so important.
Could be addressed.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
I love you so much.
This is the second episode I've cried on ever.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, big I love day. You. It was a big day. I feel like I hate saying it was a good episode because it's like, was fucking sad and depressing in a lot of ways, but also I like episodes like this because I feel like I get to know you more. The listeners get to know us more. Hopefully it helps someone out there. And I also think we had some laughs scattered.
There was
in
some
there,
laughs.
Which is great.
Tears and laughs.
Tears and laughs. My favorite kind of episode.
That's what life's all about, baby.
Okay. Well, if you feel bad that Sean cried today, make sure to follow us and subscribe. Rate us 5 stars.
If you're listening and you think, wow, what a poignant, beautiful episode. What a emotional, open, raw, honest conversation. Mm-hmm. And you're not.
And you just click off.
You're not rating 5 stars.
And you just,
and 5 stars
and you just
only?
Leave the platform and you don't follow, subscribe. You don't rate us 5 stars. You don't go to Instagram and follow it. I Can Explain Podcast. Click on the link in the bio.
It's not giving.
Get a piece of merch. Like, you're not doing that? Like, why?
Why?
Honestly,
look inwards.
Absolutely. And until next time, we will see you around the gay red.